Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Before you know it, it's hay season. Then suddenly, you have hay on the ground, and you and everybody else are scrambling for a new hay trailer. Instead of waiting, GoBob Pipe and Steel has a deal for you. Right now, you can get the best hay trailer made, the Red Rhino or the Red Ox, largest inline hay trailer in the world. It'll haul 22,000 pounds of hay. And for a limited time at GoBob, with every trailer comes one of the acclaimed hay conserver feeders at no cost. That's right, no cost for the feeder. You get a $700 feeder with every hay trailer. You're planning on buying a hay trailer anyway. Why wait? Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today. Get your new hay trailer and be sure and ask for your conserver feeder. It's free with your new trailer. This deal can't last forever, so you better act now. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel or go online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com.
Well, the cattle complex should open with mixed prices this morning thanks to a combination of follow-through buying and pre-report weekend profit-taking. Now, the hog issues are also likely to begin with uneven action and light holiday-related trade volume. Now, although trade volume totals are not that large, it's possible that the cash cattle market is done for the week if more scattered are yet to shake out. It seems more likely to happen in parts of the north, and it prices steady with those we saw yesterday. The May 1st on-feed report scheduled to be released today. Average guesses look like this on-feed, 101%. Placed in April, 106.5%. Marketed in April, 101%. Now, expect the cash hog trade to open today with basically steady. While seasonal bulls generally feel like they're in the groove, the big question as we stare into the birth of early summer concern, how much further weekly kills can be expected to tighten over the next 30 to 45 days. The hog futures seem ready to open with uneven prices thanks to a slow combination of light bull spreading and late week profit taking. Well, soybeans dropped to their lowest since April 11th as more rain in the Midwest this weekend may have farmers shifting unplanted cornfields to soybeans. Selling in crude oil, which was down more than $2.66 a barrel when the crops closed, appeared to spill into oilseed sector. Now, corn closed a little lower following disappointing weekly exports. And while wheat was mixed with spring wheat a little higher and winter wheat lower. Fund selling was reported throughout the crop markets. Trading volume in the crops has been light in the past few days and ahead of the three-day U.S. Memorial Day weekend. Of course, the markets are closed on Monday. Winter wheat markets did finish a little lower in light trading yesterday. Spring wheat was higher again, although it finished down from its highs. The winter wheat markets are on track to finish lower for the week, while spring wheat is headed higher. Corn futures closed a little higher in light trading, which was enough to put the July under key moving averages and on track to be lower for the week. And soybeans dropped nearly 9 cents for the biggest losses of the day among the crops, with July the lowest for a lead since April 11th. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On our livestock futures, June live cattle up 180 at 123.92, and August was up 147, 121.40. August feeder cattle up 245, 151.12. September was up 215 at 150.97. June hogs up 75, 80.95. July was up 72 at 80.57. Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close. July was down 1.5, 431.25. September was down 1.5 at 449. Chicago wheat, July down 1.75 at 430.75. September down 1.75 at 444.25. July corn was down 2 cents, 369.25, and September down 2 cents at 377. July soy was down 8.75 at 939.5, and the August was down 8.75 at 941.5. July cotton's up 19, 77.35. October's up 33, 74.82. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.